Message number 561. There are only three ways to protect yourselves from the evil one. Tuesday, September 25th, 2012 at 12:50 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, you must never become complacent and feel that this work, when it seems to be going well, will for one moment escape the scourge of the evil one. He is furious. He picks at every task you undertake, creates problems and obstacles which leave you frustrated and helpless. So many people are blind to the scourge he inflicts on humanity. Because they cannot see him, they do not believe that he exists. Those who open the way to him through sin and allow him into their souls will find it impossible to rid themselves of the terrible hurt and discontent he will bring into their lives. There are only three ways to protect yourselves from the evil one. The first is the sacrament of confession cleanses your soul if you are genuine in your remorse. For non-Catholics, please accept the gift of the plenary indulgence and crusade prayer, 24, given to the world through this mission. The second way is through the daily devotion to my mother, who has been given the power to crush Satan. Her Holy Rosary is an important shield which will cover you and your family away from his evil eye. The last is through the state of grace which you can achieve through regular communication with me by receiving me in the Holy Eucharist. So many people who want to escape from the clutches of Satan and who in their hearts know that they have been sucked into a vortex of evil must turn to me and ask me to help them through this special crusade prayer, 78, save me from evil. O Jesus, protect me from the power of Satan. Take me into your heart as I release all my allegiance to him and his wicked ways. I surrender my will and come before you on my knees with a humble and contrite heart. I leave my life in your holy arms. Save me from evil. Release me and take me to your safe haven of protection now and forever. Amen. Your Jesus.